I'm going to pick up again and chop gimel ben aleph. Let's pick up. It's masnis and delik shrub Eliezer. No, tefila in harav shemesh loy. It's if you look at the two dots and go down about seven lines. Ten lines. It says tefila in harav shemesh loy. So you have a kli which was nigmar b'tahara. The process of the kli was done b'tahara, but still it needs tefila. It does not need the more. It refers in that, but harav shemesh loy does not require. We have to wait till the sun sets. On a tumah d'oraisa. The law is for the purpose of using it for truma, a kli which becomes tame and a tumah deraisa. The person has to be tevel the kli, and then we have to wait till the sun sets before the kli can be used for truma. But over here on this tumah derabanan, which Chazal were masakin, possibly maybe there was still some of the saliva of the amoritz on the item at the time that it became completed. Which would be metamet rabbanon, so that tumah chazal required that you have to be tevel it. You do not need to wait till the sun sets to use it for truma. Whereas a masis and delik triple yezer, if that's true, you do not need harav shemesh. That's not like Rabbi Eliezer. What does Rabbi Eliezer say? Now the more brings a long thought process. This is where we got stuck last time. We didn't finish the thought process last time. So what's the long thought process? The following like this. The halacha is that for something which is used to hold para, the ashes of the para duma, shvaferis shechotcho lechatas. So a person took a reed, a large reed, like a bamboo, something like that, and he cut it with intention to use it lechatas for the pora aduma to hold the ashes. So you cut one of these knots, so it makes a nice tube, right? And you would hold some of the ashes of the pora aduma. Rabbi Eliezer Omer Yitul Miyad, since you cut it to be used as a kli, the halacha is that you have to tevel it. Because everything which is used going to be used for the paraduma requires tevila before you use it. So yitul miyat. So this tumah alone that we assume that a kli immediately has to be. You can't use it without being tevil it, and then you can use it. Rishuimer. So the Yeshua says no, that the law is Karbonus, the law is that for Truma and Kabbalah for Karbonus, any item or any person which is Tomei has to go to the mikvah and then has to wait till the sun sets before he's Roy to be able to work in Karbonus and Truma and Karbonus. Eat Truma and do the avoided Karbonus. The only exception to that is the Paraduma. Paraduma is not a full-fledged Korban. It was not brought in the Beis HaMikdash. It was done outside of the Beis HaMikdash. It was done on the Har HaZeisim. The Torah compares it to a Korban for many halachas. The Torah refers to it as a Chatos. But in many halachas, the halacha is that it's not a Korban. And one of the halachas is, it does not, the Chachamim say that it does not require that the sun has to set. The Tevil Yom is kosher. The person went to Mikvah that day is kosher for Paradum. The Tzedukim disagreed with the Chachamim on that point, and the Chachamim were very adamant to make sure that they would do it. But the Afka with the Tevil Yom, it's kosher with the person who's not Tevil Yom, the person who's totally Torah for sure is good, right? They would use a Tevil Yom to bring the Korban, to do the Paraduma, to prove that the Tzedukim were wrong. So that was true in regards to the person who did it. It was also true in regards to the Kalim which are used. For the paraduma, they would bedafka use kalim which were tvul yom, which had been tame and went to the mikvah, and then they would use it right away that day. So Rabbi Shua says, Yitzhame b'chachach yitzvot. You have to be, what they used to do was, they used to actually actively be metame the kayin and the keli, and then tovel it, and then use it. So Rabbi Shua says, you have to be metame the kli, tovel the kli, and then go use it for paradim. Eliezer says, the tumah which the chachamim were masak and the rabbanon, that a kli, any, from the start we have to assume that there's tumah there, and you have to tovel it, that itself is sufficient. We don't need to actively be metamet with take a dead corpse of an animal and touch it. The tumah that we have, the rabbanon, is tumah the rabbanon, that any kli, once it's made, before we use it, we have to tovel it. That's enough to accomplish its halacha b'tzvul yoy. Yeshua says, no, you have to first actively be metamed, and then tivel it, and then use it. You have a regular tumor, we always have automatically any kli before you use it, you tivel it, because it's tome. Right? That halacha would not fulfill the requirements of that the chacham wanted you to use the tzvul yoy. Or wants to understand this machlokes. Before Mor gets to this machlokes, let's go back to some. What was the case? Who was this person who cut this shroferis? We say that it's tome, it needs tevila. If the person who cut it was a chaver, means a person who would not generate tuma. So normally tevila. So why do we assume that it has to have a tevila? In other words, a person buys a kli. Let's go back to this. A person buys a kli from a goy. Before he uses it, he has to table it. I'm talking about a Jew cut it. So there's no din of tefillah. A kli which is made by a Jew does not require tefillah. The halacha of tefillah is canon, which we had at the end of Avodah Zarah. There's a problem of tumah, separate din. Sometimes it's tumah, but a chaver doesn't create tumah. So if a chaver doesn't create tumah, so if the chaver cut it, why would it need tefillah? So why is it? Why is Rabbi Eliezer assuming it needs tefillah? If the person who cut it was an Amoritz, so then behold, Lema Rabbi Yeshua Yitame v'Yitvul Hot Tomei v'Koy. The loch is a tumah of an Amoritz is enough of a tumah that we wouldn't need to actively be metamed. Besides, Yeshua says, no, go take an avail and touch it to it. Why? If the person who made it into a kli was an Amoritz, and therefore it requires a tefillah, that tefillah should be sufficient to accomplish the halacha of using it with a tefillah yoyim. V'omer Rabba Bar Shila, Omer Rav Masna, Omer Shmuel. So on this question, they answered with the following. Lailam dechot chaver. The person who cut it was a chaver. So why does it need tefillah? We're worried about the saliva of an Amoritz. Maybe the Amoritz was there, and some saliva from his mouth. He was talking, and something spit out of his mouth and touched the kli. More than 1 second. What does that mean? The Nofel Amos. When exactly are you afraid that this tzinura, this saliva, fell onto the kli? If it fell on the kli before you cut it, it's not a kli, and it's not a makabel tumah. So you make it into a kli, it doesn't accept tumah. So even if the spittle of that Morris would touch it, who cares? But at most we're talking about after you cut it off and made it into a kli already. Well, that's part of the definition of a chaver, is that he's careful. So Mizr Zoyer, but he's the Talmud Chacham is careful with it. So again, why would we assume tumah? So more answers that the case is loyal mikami lechatchel. We're afraid that the saliva of the Amoritz would land on the kli before it was cut off. But what are we worried about? Dilim beita the chatchel dying lachahi. We're afraid that maybe if that happened, and now you cut the cut the kli off to make it into a kli, the Talmud Chacham was not aware that that liquid there was the spittle of an Amoritz, it was the saliva of an Amoritz, but it was. And now that it's a kli, if that saliva is still wet, it would be matam of the kli. That's the case. Okay. Now, Our mission basically is the same place, same halacha. The keli, which is nigra b'tahara, when we explained before, we're afraid that maybe the saliva of that moritz fell on it before it became a kli, and then it became a kli, so it's b'tahara of the kli. It's the exact same case. And we're saying over here, and our gemara is saying that even for truma, the halacha is all you need is tefillah, you don't need the sun to set. Right? So now, we want to point out to the tzedukim that they think that by Por Aduma, the kelim for the Por Aduma need the sun should set. And we say that that's not true. But here we have something which even for Truma, not just for Por Aduma, but for Truma, here, whereas normally for Truma, you need the sun to set, for this concern, you don't need the sun to set. Right? So, how exactly does the Tzeduki realize that you're doing something extraordinary over here by the Por Aduma? This case is an exception even for Truma. So I don't see anything extraordinary. If I have something which for Truma, I say, no, wait till the sun sets. Kavanos, oh, wait till the sun sets. Chatzin, today, use it right away. Oh, hey, Rabbi, you're wrong. No, we're right. You're wrong, Tzeduki. Right? So the Tzeduki says, what's going on over here? We show the Tzeduki we're wrong. We show everybody that Tzedukim are wrong. But if this is something which even for Truma, we don't have to wait. So nobody says, okay, this is the exception isn't Paraduma, the exception is the Kli. That's how people will perceive it. So Mar says, Mishtam, the Rabbi Yeshua says, aha, yeah. This is exactly why Rabbi Yeshua says, take it and the Vela, touch it to the Kli. And Tavo the Kli. Now, that's an exception, because for Truma, that's not enough. You have to wait till the sun sets. For Kachim, you have to wait till the sun sets. For Paraduma, you don't wait for the sun sets. So Bishamar Bishua Haino Dika Hekara Tzedukim. So by taking this true tumah, being the time of the Kli, the Torah of the Kli, and using it right away, we see the Tzedukim are wrong. Matamim Hoyu was a Kayan, the surface of the Paraduma. They would actively be Matam of the Kayan, who's going to be burning the Paraduma. Lahoitzi Uli Bishal Tzedukim. To take out of the heart, it means to actively show that Tzedukim are wrong from their attitude. They say the Paraduma requires people that the sun has set on their tumah to be used. We hold no, Tzedukim is kosher by Paraduma. That's what Rabbi Yeshua accomplishes. Elo Rabbi Eliezer, who says, no. Just table the thing and use it. And that's enough. That shows that Tzedukim are wrong, because you just table it and use it. Now, see Amrit, Bishlama, Be'alma, Be'in, Harav Shemesh. If you tell me normally a Kli, which is Nigmar B'Tahara, the locals, it needs Harav Shemesh, not like our Mishnah. So everybody says, oh, one second. For Shuma, you have to table it and wait. Paraduma, the guy, he's using it right away. What's going on? Oh, Paraduma is different. So they will get the message. If you tell me about Alma everywhere else in the world, literally, right? Everywhere else, being in Harav Shemesh, we require that the sun should set on this Kli, which was Nigmar B'Tahara, because of this concern, maybe there's saliva. So Hanadika Kerel Tzedukim. We've indicated that the Tzedukim are wrong by not waiting and using it right away, which is exceptional compared to Chuma and Kach. Eliyamrit Baalma Lobina Harav Shemesh. If you tell me everywhere else for Truma, you don't have to wait either. So Maya Karelat Stukimika. So are you showing that the Stukim are wrong by using it right away? I don't see anything exceptional by the Paraduma of the Kli, which is completed with Tahara. And so here my Yid over here stand, he doesn't know the Stukim are right, some are wrong. He sees the rabbis doing it, he sees one Kayan taking this Kli and tivaling it and using it right away for Shumba, and this guy tivaling using it right away for Paraduma, says, I don't see this Tzedukim are wrong. I don't see anything exceptional over here. So, according to Rabbi Eliezer, you would not have a hecker for Tzedukim. It must be Rabbi Eliezer holds that for Shumba, you need to wait till the sun sets. So here we have one Kayan with his Shumba sandwich, tivaling the Kli and saying, I gotta wait. I have this other Kayan tivaling the Kli and using it for Paraduma right away. He says, whoa, Paraduma is different. Right? So most people, Eliezer holds not like our Mishnah that you need her of Shemesh also. Otherwise, you wouldn't have a hecker. You wouldn't have an indication that stukim are wrong by peritum. Because of Yeshua, he can agree to our Mishnah that normally for Chuma you use it right away, and for Paraduma you would also use it right away. And that's where Yeshua, and that's why Yeshua says, no. So by Paraduma, what are you going to do? You got to prove the stukim are wrong. So we're going to go take sheretz and touch it to the kli, to the rice, table it and use it. Oh. The guy says, whoa, sheretz, tefillah right away. What's going on? Kabbalah says that's no good. Chuma, that's no good. Paraduma is different. That's the Morris proof that the mission not like it really is. I thought it was a long, long-winded thought. Yeah. Okay. Now, so that's the Morris point. The Morris says no, it's not necessarily true that the mission is not like it really is. We could tell you that the mission is like it really is. In other words, Eliezer would agree that all you need to do is table it and use it right away. Over there, what's going to be? Over there, where's the hecker of the tzedukim? And they bedafka, the chamor were bedafka, out to show the tzedukim were wrong. I mean, it was a real issue. So Omer Rav, Asua Kitame Sheretz. This Kli, in other words, we're going to we're going to tell you that for Shuma, you table it, use it right away. But we did create a halacha on this Kli that it has the same din as it's a Tzvulyoim it generates only a Shlishi. A Tzvulyoim cannot generate a Rishon or a Sheni. Remember we talked about the Tuma, so that a Tuma can generate the first thing it touches becomes Tamei. What that touches, food or drink, will become Tamei. Touches something else, like Tuma, it'll become a Shlishi. Kachim become a Shlishi. If that thing touches something else, by Kachim would become a Revi. Shuma. So now we have a person who is he touched a Nevela. So he is now a Rishon. He goes to the mikvah, he's no longer a Rishon. He can't generate a Sheni. Even though Tulyam is possible for Kanani Truma yet, he will not generate a Shem, he will generate a Shlishi. Or theoretically, a person who was Raya Kari. So he's a primary source of Tumba. He goes to the Mikvah, he's a Tulyam, he can only generate a Shlishi or a Ravi. He can't generate a Rishon or a Shem. So we gave this Kli. Zok the Gemara, we gave this Kli a halacha that it's like a Tamei Sheretz. It means after you table it, the halacha is it generates a Rishon and a Sheni. Still, we gave it, even though it's a Tulyam and we're allowed to use it right away, but we're going to give it a halacha that Before you tovel it, we gave it a locha of a Rishon, that it's a full-fledged tumah. It's not a tumah which only generates a Shlishi. So now when you tovel it, use it right away for Shuma, that's fine. But something which would generate a Rishon and a Sheni, we should use for Paraduma right away. People say, whoa, if it generates a Rishon and a Sheni, we would not have allowed it to be used for Paraduma right away, unless to be a locha tfuyam is kasha by paradum.
And this is only in a Tamei Sheretz?
No, Tamei Sheretz is an example. We gave it as if it had been a locha like a Tamei Sheretz. The Morris says, Elamayato. The Gemara says, if it's only locha like a tummy sheretz, loyta tummy adam, it wouldn't be make a person tummy, because a tummy sheretz is an av. The kli which touches sheretz is a rishon. A rishon can't make a person tummy. A person only accepts tummy from an av, not from a rishon. And so, what's wrong? Alom atanya chaytcha umatvila. Tone tevila. The person who was the one who cut it, and the person who went and was tevil it. So, but he touched it before it went to the mikvah. See, he himself needs tevila, which means that the kli was matama him. Well, if the kli's level of tuma is only level of tuma. Only level of tuma of a rishon. So why would it make the person tame? Versus asua tame mace. Now a mace is an avi avoisa tuma, and the person who touches the mace becomes an abatuma himself. So, or and a kli who touches the mace becomes an avatuma. So now this kli, which we gave it the loch as if it touched a mace, would be matama person. Versus, well, if it's like a tummy mace, yehalki tiboy hazos shlishi ushvi. But something which touches the mace to become tor, it's not sufficient that you tevel it. You have to go through the process of waiting 7 days, and day three, and day seven from the tuma. You also sprinkle the ashes of the paraduma mixed in water with the whole process as done properly to matar it. So, Allah matanya, chaytcha umatvila, ton tvila, tvila in, hazosh shlishi ushvi. We don't need to generate the locha of hazosh shlishi ushvi, you just table it. Where it says, Ella, it means, asua, the chazal gave it a locha. Ketame mace bishvi'i shaloi. A tame mace who's already had hazor on day three. He already had hazor on day seven. He still has to tovel and wait till the night time. So he till the night comes until he's tovel, even after he's had the hazor, the locha is he's an avatuma. But he doesn't need hazor because he already had hazor. So he gave it a halacha like a tummy mace after the second hazor. So there's no need for hazor. So he already has hazors, but he's still an avatum. Votanya me'erlam lochidshu davar b'pora. Even though we created many halachas of chumra by paraduma, but they didn't do anything. They didn't create and generate something which was like was novel in the sense that we didn't have any precedent for it. Right. But if you're telling me what they did was here we took a kli which touches, we have a concern that the saliva of the amoris touches it. You give it a locha like a person who touched a mace, but has already had a zosh lishi v'shisha. There's no such tuma. You can't generate a tuma from scratch which has a locha of a tummy mace after two azos. I mean, there's no such thing. So, means, oh, you want to make it up, you can make it up. But the amoris says, loy kitchen number part. We didn't generate such a halachic concept which was extraordinary. It basically, whatever they were Mekadosh, followed the basic rules which always were in existence. Just, we were more machmir when it came to Paradum. But to generate something which is like out of the ordinary that we didn't do. So Abaya says that. That phrase, Me'elam Lochichu Dabra Bepora, that we didn't make anything extraordinary, meant in the following sense. It means, regards to this, maybe we did make something extraordinary. when they said that phrase, they didn't make something extraordinary, they meant to follow them. Amr Abaye. Shli Amru Kardim Metame Moshev. There's a tumor called Tumas Moshev, which means if a Zav touches, if a Zav, Zava, Niva, Mitzara, etc., that group, if they sit on something, so the item becomes, even if they don't touch it, they sit on it, and it becomes their seat to sit on, the loch of that item becomes an abatuma. A, something will touch it, it will become a rishon, or a kli will touch it, will become a rishon. And B, Moshev is metame through Moshev. So if a Yisrael will then, if a person will then sit on that chair, even without touching it, the same way the Zav made it tame by sitting on it, even though there was some type of an item to interrupt, it wasn't a direct contact, it'll also generate tumah through indirect contact of sitting on it. But the halacha is that Moshe only applies to something which is made for sitting, which is normal to sit on. So what Chazal didn't do was take an axe and give it to Tumas Moshe. Axes aren't made for sitting. That's what that phrase which says they didn't do extraordinary things is referring to that. Ketanya, like we have a braisa. It says the puzzle is about Yoshev al Kli. The Yoshev, the one who's sitting. Now that's not the phrase. Really, should be one who sat on the Kli. One who sat, not one who's sitting. Right. So why does it use it in the present tense? What? Did I skip something?
No, you didn't skip anything.
Okay. So if now the truth is, I'm sorry, stop. But Yeshev al Kli, one who sat on the Kli, Asher Yeshev al Zav, that the Zav sits on. Yeshev is future, he will sit on. It should say Asher Yeshev al Zav, that he sat on. One who sits on the Kli, which the Zav sat on. Asher Yeshev, that he sat on. It doesn't say this. The puzzle says about Asher Yeshev alav. So I think somebody should change the gears. Yeah. Asher Yeshev alav yitma. That's the pasuk. Fine. Yahal kafa saw v'yashev aleha. A person takes a container, a saw, which is a container made for holding something. He turns it upside down, sits in it, or a tarka of a smaller container, which is a half a saw. V'yashev aleha yetame. I would think that creates tumah. He might be sad on it. So, that's what I would think. Tell me, remember, doesn't say Asher Yoshev, that which he sat on. It says that which he sits on, which means it's made to sit on. It's made for the purpose of sitting. To exclude this Kli, which maybe be a very fine perch, but it's not made for that. We tell them, excuse me, sir, you know, I need to fill something in there. And it's, you know, it's my container, please. Give me my container. Get up. We get off and we need to use this for something else. So that's what they mean. They didn't generate such a... So an axe wouldn't have a tumas moshe. That's what they mean. But to generate that as a local, like a tumas moshe, that they would do. So we can create a halacha of paraduma that it uses. Well, 1 second. This thing a minute ago was like a yom shvi and mimatama things, and now we're using it for paraduma. What's going on? Must be paraduma. The hair of shemesh. You don't need hair of shemesh. So the hacker would be there, even though for truma you wouldn't need hair of shemesh. Because people say, I see him using it, mamash, like it has a. This thing a minute ago touched a person, and the person said, oh, I'm tummy. It's a full fledged tumor. And we're using it right away for poor tumor. That's enough to create this hacker in people's minds.